This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Catherine Carroll. The Boston Red Sox principal owner says he wants to take steps to rename a Fenway Park street that has been an enduring reminder of the franchise's complicated racial past. John Henry told the Boston Herald that he is haunted by the racist legacy of former owner Tom Yawkey. Yawkey owned the Red Sox from 1933 to 1976 and presided over a franchise that was the last in Major League Baseball to field a black player. The Red Sox were off last night but will begin a three-game series against the New York Yankees tonight at 7:10 from Fenway Park. Gary Sanchez homered and matched a career high with 5 RBIs. Luis Severino got right back on track, and the New York Yankees made it a 4-game sweep in the Subway Series with a 7-5 victory over the Mets. The three major professional sports teams based in the Tampa Bay area say they have, quote, dedicated funds to help remove a Confederate monument from the city. The NFL's Buccaneers, NHL's Lightning, and Rays of Major League Baseball issued a joint statement saying they're working with the Greater Tampa Chamber of Commerce because they're, quote, recognizing that this monument does not reflect the values of our community. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.